Hello.
Good day, sir. My name is Artarius, and I'm returning your call on behalf of customer support. Can we begin with your zip code?
75098.
75098. May I ask your name?
James.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that zip didn't retrieve, James. What's your last name?
Hobbs.
You said Potts.
Hobbs, HOBBS.
Very well. So we'll run your name. I'm pretty sure that will work. And it did. Can you go ahead with your address for security purposes, please, Mr. Hobbs?
Well, what's this for? I'm calling because y'all charged something on my credit card.
Right, that's what
It
it's
ain't supposed
for.
to be there.
Right.
Huh?
That's what it's for. I want to make sure that I'm speaking with the right Mr. Hobbs, excuse me. It should be 1359 O'Connor Road, Unit A, Lucasville.
Nope.
All right, give me one second. Can I get your email address? Because I did have more than one Hobbs, so I did just pick one.
Okay, email address is Hobbs121@Verizon.net.
We'll try that. HO. None of that showed up. So we got HOBBS. I got Hobbs. Could you give me the rest, please?
James.
All right, Hobbs, James at gmail.com.
Could be. Yeah.
Yes, sir. If you don't feel comfortable giving me your information, that's the only way I can get the account pulled up, Mr. Hobbs.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a Hobbs121@gmail.com. Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to get your account pulled up. I'm not seeing any of your
Yeah, I mean,
information.
here's the deal. I shouldn't even have an account. So, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I get that, but see, if a charge
Okay.
would create an account. So if you didn't make it, I still want to get you pulled up and I could transfer you to our fraud department.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So right now I got Hobbs James 121 at Gmail.
Yeah, Hobbs121@Gmail.
Right. It's no, sir. Still not getting it, no information on you. So, have you tried contacting your bank or your credit card company, seeing if they can
I
give you
did.
that number?
Give me what number am I looking for?
Who
The
could have,
account number?
no, sir, the number to who could have billed you, because it's not through
Oh,
our company.
they gave me this number. In other words, it's on the credit. That's who I called my credit card company, and they told me to call you.
Do you think it could be insured?
And you're saying that yeah, it's some type of fraud deal,
I'm
and you're saying that your company did not bill me. Is that correct?
right now, I'm not seeing any charges on you. I ran your name. I tried running your phone number again, that 972-249 number.
Yeah.
I ran
And
that, but
what?
I was trying to get you pulled up. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's the name of your company?
Let me see. We're Factory Direct. We're an online store. And I rang your phone number again. It came back to a 407 Adams Avenue, Wiley, Texas.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, 7509. I'll let you know what's appearing on the account. And the phone number got you pulled up. So we'll see what it says, and you let me know if it's something you remember ordering. I'll see if it has a tracking number, seeing if anything happened in transit.
Yeah, my credit card company is telling me that it was called My Perfect Palace. So, where was it sent?
I'll see. Because we do have a contest entry for a pallet. It's a sweepstakes entry. They do weekly drawings for those. But this is due to the cookware set. And that's also a contest entry. They do weekly drawings for those. And you'll get a monthly voucher of $199 that will come through to the account to spend at that store. But the membership fee was declining it never cleared.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And how much was that membership fee?
$67.32.
And what date was that submitted on?
The first time it was on the 19th, and then they tried again on the 21st and on the 22nd, but each time it declined.
November?
No, sir, all in October.
All in October, and you said the 19th, the 21st, and 22nd?
That is correct.
Okay. maybe that has something to do. Maybe I signed up with some cookware deal, and it put me in the role, but it never did go through, is what you're saying.
No, sir. The membership fee didn't go through. You're right about that.
Okay.
And I got you.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to give you your cancellation code. I apologize for interrupting you.
No, not a problem. Yeah, give me a cancellation code, I guess, because they froze my credit card because it was called My Perfect Palace, and they didn't register, so they froze my card. So that's why I'm trying to do some research.
Understood.
Telling me even if I had a membership, you're going to give me a cancellation code. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And that would cancel that membership, even though those charges did decline. Yes, sir. You're right.
Okay.
It's just to confirm, you won't have to insert it anywhere. It just confirmed that this account is canceled, so there'll be no activity going through it.
Okay, you have a code there for me?
Yes, sir. And it is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262.
262, okay.
1, 2, 3.
381. 381, okay.
Yes, sir, that is correct, Mr. Hobbs.
Okay, I appreciate your time and the knowledge.
Same here, sir. No problem. I thank you for your patience. Your time also. You have a good day, Mr. Hobbs. Thank you for calling customer support, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Good day. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.